It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. Five topics in about 10 minutes for Monday, February 21st, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 again today, Russia and Ukraine. An apparent car bomb exploded Friday evening, Moscow time, in the separatist-controlled city of Donetsk in eastern Ukraine. This was in a parking lot in the center of the city. No reports on injuries, thankfully. But earlier on Friday, separatist leader Denis Pushilin ordered a mass evacuation to Russia of all women, children, and elderly civilians, claiming that Ukraine was about to launch an attack into these separatist regions, Donetsk and Luhansk, what's called the Donbass. Ukraine immediately denied the accusation. Now, meanwhile, the Biden administration claims that Russia, contrary to claims from Russia's defense ministry, is not moving troops away from the border with Ukraine, but is in fact moving troops to the border. One spokesman now saying that up to 190,000 Russian soldiers are poised on the Ukrainian border, ready to invade at a moment's notice. One official calling it the most significant military mobilization in Europe since the Second World War. Really? I mean, more significant than when the Warsaw Pact, led by Russia, invaded Czechoslovakia with 500,000 troops in 1968. I mean, that took all of 2 minutes worth of research to find that out. Anyway, there's some good news in all of this, these developments toward the end of last week. Vice President Kamala Harris traveled to Germany to represent at the Munich Security Conference to bolster Ukraine. One suspects that Vladimir Putin was not shaking in his boots at that bit of news, and one has to ask, how can she find the Ukrainian border with Russia when she can't find the American border with Mexico? Anyway, Russia, of course, denies that it's about to invade. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov calling the claims unfounded allegations. The bottom line here is, I honestly don't know who's telling the truth in all of this. I really don't. I mean, we're depending on open source intel. News sources. I triangulate, try to use American, British, Russian news sources, some conservative, some liberal, trying to figure out what exactly is going on. And I honestly don't know. The truth is, as we record these a day or two in advance in order to, you know, keep up with our weekly schedule here at Skywatch TV, by the time you see this on Monday, it's entirely possible that this report will be obsolete, out of date. And the situation on the ground in Ukraine could be entirely different. I pray that that isn't the case and that this does not turn kinetic over the weekend. Topic number 4. Oh, Canada. How did you manage to become a dictatorship while nobody noticed? At least most of us south of the 49th parallel, because I admit we Americans tend to be so focused on our own political games that we're not really paying as much attention as we should to you all, but last week, we did finally notice Justin Trudeau's invocation of the Emergencies Act, which gives him broad powers as prime minister to basically put down what amounts to whatever he declares to be an insurrection, like the Freedom Convoy in Ottawa and the other protests against his COVID policies that have shut down border crossings all across the country. Of course, that declaration 1 week ago today, Monday, was followed by the strangely coincidental timing of 5 major Canadian banks all going offline. In other words, all e-banking services just suddenly dead in the water Wednesday night. Coincidental because the Emergencies Act gives those banks the power to seize the assets of anyone suspected of supporting the Freedom Convoys without a warrant, without a court order, and most importantly for the banks, without any legal liability for doing so. What's truly insulting about Trudeau's use of the Emergencies Act is that the way it's written, it specifically exempts refugees, asylum seekers, immigrants, and other ethnic minorities. Seriously, I looked it up. Emergency Measures Regulations, SOR/2022-21, bans people from taking part, quote, in a public assembly that may reasonably be expected to lead to a breach of the peace, end quote. Pretty much whatever the government decides, it doesn't want happening. You all gathered over there and, you know, in your hot tubs and saunas protest, you might breach the peace, so we're going to shut you down right now. But the law does not apply, and I quote, to any person in a class of persons whose presence in Canada, as determined by the Minister of Citizenship and Immigration or the Minister of Public Safety and Emergency Preparedness, is in the national interest. This includes Indians, refugees, immigrants, asylum seekers, and protected temporary residents. Protected persons. Says so right there, subpoint E. In other words, it appears that this emergency order only applies to white Canadian citizens. How is this possible? How is this legal? Topic number three, Nancy Pelosi's Israel tour. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Israel last Wednesday, addressed the Knesset, saying Israel was the greatest political achievement of the 20th century. Israel, the greatest political achievement of the 20th century, recalling how her father was a champion for the establishment of the State of Israel. And then she turned around and called Israel to give up half its land to its enemies. Saying, quote, "Our delegation is also here to reaffirm America's commitment to a just, enduring two-state solution, one that embraces and enhances stability and security for Israel, Palestinians, and their neighbors," end quote. Israel's the greatest political achievement of the 20th century. Now, give back all that land you took after you were attacked in 1967, making Israel like the only country in the history of the world to give back territory it captured after it was attacked. Topic number two, China's baby bust. The People's Republic of China moving to lower the number of abortions among its female population. I mean, that is a good thing. China basically realized it had inflicted a self-inflicted wound here. China's National Bureau of Statistics reported only 10.62 million babies born in 2021. That's down from 12 million in 2020, the lowest number in recorded history in China. China basically caused its own population decline. Like the rest of the Northern Hemisphere, China's population is shrinking and getting older, which means that as we age, I'm the tail end of the baby boom here, and I'm not going to have any more children. It becomes more difficult to reverse what is an imminent population decline. The second half of the 21st century, global population will drop. China wants to be there for the future, so the state's previous one-child policy has been reversed to now a three-child policy. Chinese families encouraged to have three children, and to encourage this, to make this happen, China is closing down abortion clinics and expanding fertility services to help couples conceive. The question is whether China will actually have forced pregnancies as they try to reverse an imminent population decline. That sounds radical, like conspiracy theory, but bear in mind that after decades of family planning, combined with the traditional preference for boys, look, if we're only going to be allowed one child, we're going to make sure that it's a boy baby who survives infancy. This resulted in sex-selective abortions. Baby girls aborted or killed. And under Chinese law, we note that buying a trafficked woman or female child carries a sentence of no more than 3 years in prison, which is less jail time than you'd get if you're caught selling protected parakeets in China. Coming up, getting his kids off the internet may land this father in jail. That's next on 5 and 10.
The prophetic clock is ticking, and time is running out. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Tipping Point special offer. When you order Jimmy Evans' new book, Tipping Point, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's best-selling transhumanism expose, The Milieu, and the End Times Predictions Handbook, I Predict, which lays out the predictions of 12 global experts on what prophetic events we can expect by the year 2025 and how they will soon begin to impact our lives. From corrupt world politics and global pandemics to an unprecedented rebellion against God and His Word, humanity has reached a critical stage where we are left wondering what happens next. In his eye-opening book, Jimmy Evans uses his 45 years of experience in eschatology to examine biblical prophecies about the end times and point to their unmistakable parallels with today's world. With clear, insightful analysis of Scripture, he answers many timely questions. questions such as, are we actually living in the end times right now? How should believers respond to increasing immorality? Will Christians go through the tribulation? What role does Israel play in God's prophetic plan? Are COVID-19 and other world events announcing the imminent return of Jesus? You'll also receive I Predict, the End Times Prediction Manual for the coming days. Join 12 global experts such as Dr. Thomas Horn, Joel Richardson, Mark Biltz, Carl Gallups, Josh Peck, and many more as they examine extraordinary developments currently playing out in geopolitics, science, technology, and the supernatural through a biblical worldview, and what they believe will transpire before the year 2025. But that's not all. Also included in this incredible offer, you will receive The Milieu, where you will uncover why the world's top academics and futurists are identifying Dr. Thomas Horn and his milieu as the leaders of the transhuman resistance. Find out what this relentless team exposed about the rapidly approaching hybrid age and the glaring spiritual ramifications of merging man with machine that has top-level professors completely alarmed. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value over $90. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So prepare for what's ahead and become a beacon of hope, peace, and encouragement for those you love in these tumultuous times we live in. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Tipping Point Special Offer, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, desperate dad tried to cut down his kid's screen time and could wind up in jail for his trouble. A French father, desperate to block his kids from spending too much time on social media, kind of went off the rails. He bought a signal jammer to block their connection to the internet between midnight and 3 a.m. when they were apparently addictedly scrolling through social media feeds. However, unbeknownst to this dad, the device not only blocked the internet access in his home, but it blocked it for the rest of their town, which is a popular beachfront community in southern France, population about 1,000, and it blocked the internet access for people in neighboring towns as well. Needless to say, people complained, French government investigated, tracked down the cause, and he now is being prosecuted, faces up to 6 months in prison and a fine of up to 30,000 euro, which is about $34,000 U.S. I understand, I empathize, but the only way to really do this is to take away the phone when your child goes to bed at night. And think about it, if you're a parent and you got a child with an internet-connected phone, if you're not taking it away at night, they are inviting strangers into their bedroom at night, people you do not know. Do that. Don't block the internet in your local area. Well, during the month of February at SkyWatch TV, our thank you for your support. We always want to send a thank you for your gifts. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, for your support during the month of February, your donation of any amount, we will send you the groundbreaking and very important book, if you're a pet owner especially, Dead Pets Don't Lie. If you have a dog or a cat, you need this book and the accompanying DVD, which reveals what actually goes into those bags of food at the big box store or the grocery store. It's not what you think. Again, if you're in the U.S. or Canada during the month of February, you name the price. For your gift of any amount, we'll send this out to you, and we thank you. Find out more online or donate online, skywatchtv.com/donate, skywatchtvstore.com, or call us at 844-750-4985. SkyWatch TV's Israel tour. We've backed it up to 2023 as we pray for a relaxation of COVID travel restrictions. Our new dates, March 19th through 30th of 2023. Sharon and I plan to be in Israel alongside our colleagues from SkyWatch TV, Ali Henson and Donna Howell, and our good friend, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, coming from Tel Aviv. We'll take you on a tour of Israel that is unique, to say the least. We'll see all the important sites that you want to see: Jerusalem, Nazareth, the Sea of Galilee, Capernaum. Italian archaeologists believe they found the home of Simon Peter in Capernaum. We will go there, but we will also take you places like Joshua's Altar, Shiloh, Bethel, Gilgal, Rephaim, and more. Get a look at our sample itinerary, a breakdown of costs, and reserve your place online at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. Sharonandi.com. Now, this fall, October, Sharon and I leading a tour to Turkey. Turkey does not have a vaccine mandate, and we are planning to take advantage of that alongside Doug Hershey, author of the best-selling book Israel Rising and the new book Jerusalem Rising. These are wonderful coffee table books showing the changes in Israel from before Israel's independence in 1948, and today. It is startling. Doug is the CEO of Ezra Adventures, a tour company that goes to Israel and to Turkey, and we will visit the Churches of Revelation, Göbekli Tepe, Abraham's hometown of Haran, Sanliurfa, which is a candidate for being Ur of the Ur-Kasdim in Hebrew, Ur-Kasdim, which is where Abraham came from. We'll also visit the underground cities of Cappadocia, specifically Derinkuyu, where Christians hid from the Romans and also later from Muslim armies, up to 20,000, perhaps as many as 30,000 hiding in this underground city. Yeah, in fact, the hotel while we're there is in one of the caves. Find out more and reserve your spot online. This will be a small tour. We're looking at maybe 24 maximum, and we hope you join us. Find out more online, skywatchinturkey.com, skywatchinturkey.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we continue our discussion with Jimmy Evans, prophecy expert, as he talks with Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team about his new book, Tipping Point. We are at a critical moment in human history. Jimmy Evans explains why. You'll find our broadcast schedule for the main program, in fact, all of our video content, at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you've got Apple TV or Roku, it's a simple matter to add our free app to those devices, and then we will broadcast on your schedule, not just our weekly flagship show, but Simply His, a women's show like no other, Return to Eden, Unraveling Revelation, and the Bible's greatest mysteries. We're in the middle on that program, by the way, of a four-week series with Dr. Doug Petrovich about his new book, Origins of the Hebrews, Hard Evidence of the Israelite Sojourn in Egypt. It's been there all along, but the Egyptologists have missed it. You'll find that out on the Bible's Greatest Mysteries. But you can also download our free mobile app, which brings all of our video content right into your smartphone or tablet, along with important news, a schedule of our upcoming events, and more. And it's for iOS, Android devices, and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. It's absolutely free. Links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.